Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Mrs. Schmidt. S-M-I-T. I haven't even talked to Logan about whether she's going to take his name, keep hers, use both, or what. But anyway, if you missed that, my little girl, an announcer, got married just a few days ago in Nicaragua. So congratulations to her and Bo. And there's some great pictures for you to see some of the ceremonies. That was not a very big event. It was them, basically, in a beautiful, beautiful place in Nicaragua. This hour is brought to you, by the way, telephone number is 866-444-3478. This hour brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic. More information at Kyolic, and it's K-Y-O-L-I-C, kyolic.com, or you can call 800-421-2998. And related to that, we have a guest this morning. Jim Laval is a nationally recognized clinical pharmacist. He is a naturopathic doctor, an expert on nutrition and metabolism, and he is here to discuss the effects of inflammation on our health. Welcome, Jim.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Haven't talked to you in a while. I want to kind of focus on something that everybody's interested in, I guess, and I would assume when you're talking about inflammation, you're talking about pain in joints related to that. Is that basically what we're talking about?
Well, honestly, it's another kind of inflammation. You know, the inflammation in your joints, you feel and you go, you know what, I better rub something on that because it hurts.
Or yeah, you get an indication, yeah.
I need to take something. It's that silent inflammation that builds up plaque in your arteries, that causes damage to your tissues and organs. And that's a different kind of inflammation, and your immune system is what dictates that. You know, it's kind of like if you think about it, it's the same thing as a garden, right? All of a sudden, the weeds start popping up, and you're going, what the heck happened?
Yeah, well, what caused it? Yeah.
What caused it? Well, inflammation is the root cause of what is going on in a lot of our chemistries that lead us to different chronic illnesses.
Well, related to that, I guess, is diabetes and various degenerative diseases. What's the most common thing? Is diabetes kind of top of the list?
Well, you know, diabetes, heart disease. I mean, heart disease is probably, it's the number one killer still. So when you have low-grade inflammation, which can be caused by a lot of different things, it can be caused by your overweight. It could be caused by, you know, when you're insulin resistant or you have diabetes, your body puts out more inflammatory chemicals. Could be your genetics. Could be the stress you're under. Could be the environment, getting exposed to various chemicals, as you've, you know, talked about on your show. You know, why don't we use pesticides? Any of these things can lead to triggering inflammatory chemistry. And in the end, when you start to plaque up your arteries and you start to, you know, create, you know, calcium on your arteries, that starts to be a problem. And the other side of it with diabetes is diabetes affects all aspects of your health. So, you know, 10% of the U.S. population is diabetic. Another, it predicted by the Center for Disease Control, 40% of the U.S. population will be diabetic in our future. That's kind of scary because, diabetes leads to heart disease, diabetes leads to kidney disease, diabetes leads to non-traumatic blindness and non-traumatic amputations. And all of that is because when you're diabetic, you're throwing out a lot of extra inflammatory compounds that you have to put a damp blanket on it, basically.
Well, I'm a little surprised that the numbers aren't already higher than that. Obesity certainly is growing.
Yeah.
In many ways. What's your, of course, I deal with this a little bit, and this is what you deal with all the time. What are your basic recommendations to turn this ship around?
Yeah, well, it's a big one, right? I mean, the big thing is, I think, is people need to, I know it sounds silly, but they've got to rest more. Most people voluntarily deprive themselves of sleep because they are trying to get more personal time. We're working more hours, more pressure, more stress. So sleep is important. eating whole foods. In particular, I'm big in my clinic teaching people how to eat organic. And why? Because you get more trace nutrients, more valuable vitamins and minerals from those foods. That means that your body's going to be able to have the fuel it needs in order to function correctly. And then again, it's, you know, moderate exercise. You don't have to be, you know, intense. Try to go do a triathlon, but try to exercise a little bit. Walk, do something. And then the last one is I like people thinking about different dietary supplements that can help them. I'm a big fan of aged garlic extract or chiolic aged garlic extract because there's literally hundreds of studies that show that it dampens the inflammatory response that leads to things. And a new study just came out showing that it actually regressed plaquing in arteries. That was at UCLA School of Cardiology under Dr. Budoff. And I think that's pretty exciting news.
Oh, I think that's very important. I take chiolic. I've always eaten a lot of raw garlic, and I take the chiolic. The one I've been taking the most recently, and I don't know if it's just from a convenience standpoint, but it's the one that comes in a little bottle, and you just squirt a little liquid into the drink that you take, and I do it when I take my other vitamins. Is that one high on your list?
Yeah, I mean, I've used the liquid. That was the original, right? And
I've used
that liquid for the longest time. And, you know, a lot of the studies that are coming out now are obviously in the capsule form. Either one works. You know, aged garlic, the nice thing about it is that it starts with organic garlic. They age it. They ferment it. And when they ferment it, it changes the properties, just like when you take cabbage and make sauerkraut. More nutrients come out in the fermentation process. And then what's also good is that they standardize that fermentation so that you know every time you take it, you're getting the right amount of what you need so that you can rely on it. And that's what I really like about chiolic aged garlic. It's the amount of studies, the purity of the extract, how well it's manufactured, and the fact that there are so many benefits from your immune system and helping you fight off colds and flus, which it's been shown in studies to do that, to reducing, as you said, there's a lot of diabetics, a lot of people that are overweight and obese, and there are different chemicals that your body starts to throw out when you're overweight and obese that kind of lead you down a path towards problems with your health. Chiolic helps to neutralize those chemical compounds, and I think that's important for people to understand. Your chemistry today is going to create the health you have tomorrow. So you want to try and do whatever you can to create a better future for your chemistry. You know, it's no different than what you try to teach people on their garden, right? You know, your yield is based on what you do in that day-to-day life in that garden. Your body's the same way.
Well, for more information, as I mentioned before we even started, about this product line, it's chiolic.com. And there's a way you can get a free sample of this for those of you that haven't tried it yet. Jim has a lot of different books, and I assume you have a website, too. You got one you'd like to give the audience, Jim?
Yeah, people could just go to jimlavelle.com. And at jimlavelle.com, there's a lot of information for folks. They kind of know where I'm speaking, what my latest books are. A lot of good stuff up on that.
Well, that's great. So you personally, do you take some of the capsules and a little bit of the liquid every day, or do you pretty much?
Right now, I'm just taking the capsules because I've been traveling a lot. But I mean, I've used both, and I like both. I like the chiolic liquids because I actually like the taste of it.
It has a little
bit of a fermented garlic. It's tasty. And the nice thing is, if people are worried about you have an odor, do you smell if you take garlic? The interesting thing when you ferment it is you don't have to worry about the body odor that comes with taking garlic. It changes the physical properties of it so that you lose a lot of those compounds that make that happen. So, yeah, I take it every day.
Well, I think that's a big deal to a lot of people. But the main thing is the health benefits from taking this fermented. I think the fermenting is a big part of the deal, this wonderful garlic. You can get a free sample of this garlic by calling 1-800-421-2998. It's 800-421-2998. Jim LaValle's website, again, for information there about his books and all that stuff is what again, Jim?
jimlavelle.com.
All righty. I appreciate it. Appreciate what you're doing out there helping people get healthier. It's a big deal, and we're doing whatever we can. So thanks for being part of that.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim. Talk to you soon.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All righty, and back to the phones. We've got a bunch of people holding, but if you hear somebody hang up, jump on here at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Our website, we talked about the newsletter in the beginning of the show and a couple times about this fluoride issue. The latest newsletter is about that. To get the newsletter, just go to dirtdoctor.com and fill out the form that's right there on the homepage. And you'll get it on a weekly basis, free, no charge. You can also just send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, and chloride recharge your cells. That's especially important for your heart and muscles. Low electrolytes can lead to fatigue and cramping. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let's go to Anne Marie in Dallas next. Hi, Anne Marie.
Good morning. I have a question. I have two, actually.
Okay.
When can you transplant Rosa Sharon?
Right now.
Right now?
Yeah, anytime from fall through the dormant season, be fine.
Oh, well, someone said I missed that opportunity.
What was their point, you know?
I have no idea.
Okay. Now, anytime a plant, a woody plant, or any plant, but a woody plant, especially we're talking about in this case, the Rose of Sharon, can be planted in as long as it's dormant because basically all systems are shut down. The ideal time to have planted it would be the fall, simply because you have it in the new place all during the winter and you get some root growth, and then in spring it'll take off, you know, better. But anytime up until the time that the buds start to swell, you know, in real early spring, you're fine.
Okay. My daughter-in-law got some roses. I don't know where my son got them. And they have started to sprout, their cut roses, sprout leaves off the side of the little cuts off of the stems.
Mm-hmm.
Is that normal?
Yeah, anytime you have a little bit of warm weather in the wintertime here throughout the South, you may have some bud break and some leaf growth on roses. Some varieties tend to do that more than others, and there's not a thing in the world you can do about it. If you get a lot of new succulent growth, if we have a real warm period of time, you might have several inches of new growth happen, and then if we have hard freezes, it'll probably freeze and burn it off. That doesn't hurt anything other than from a cosmetic standpoint.
But this was a floral arrangement. These are cut flowers.
You mean in the house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, flowers. They're just trying to root. That's the same thing's going on. It's warm in the house. You've got a situation where they're trying to propagate and start to grow. Nothing wrong with that either. So you can take them and put them in soil and try to grow them into plants if you want to, but there's a different kind of root that is produced in water as in potting soil or vermiculite or some other material. So if you move a cutting that's trying to root from water over to the new stuff, it's going to struggle for a little while. It'll probably get used to it and start to grow and be fine, but it will suffer for just a little while.
Also, we can we would be able to transplant those into dirt.
Yeah, if you want to, but like I'm saying, it's a different root that's produced in water than in. I wouldn't put it in dirt. I'd put it in a nice organic potting soil.
Right.
And it will convert. It'll change the root structure that it's developing now to one that's, you know, appropriate for soil and start to grow. It'll be fun. Give it a try and see if you can't keep them alive. Get them to grow, and if they are rooting in the soil, keep them in a real bright, you know, full sun, as close to full sun area as you can. Keep them misted and moist on top, and then they can be set out during the growing season in the spring.
All right, so leave them in the water or go ahead and put them in there?
No, go ahead and put them in the soil. The sooner you make the change over to soil, the better.
Okay.
Because, the root, again, the root system developing in water, it'll develop roots. But if you look at them and look at the two, they're different. They produce different kinds of roots.
Right. There's no roots on them now. It's just growing leaves.
Just the top.
Well, you know, on the sides of the stems under in the water.
That's probably good. So go ahead and put, if you want to try to grow new plants, go ahead and put them in the potting soil now before they even start to form those new roots.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, that's interesting stuff. It's a fairly easy to really easy plant to grow from cuttings, the roses. One of our listeners years ago gave me a tip. In fact, the way she propagated her roses, she took cuttings about 8 inches long or so and put them in the ground at about a 45-degree angle outside. You know, had one set of leaves, and she did it in dormant season and when there were leaves both, and then put a big rock, you know, about the size of or a little larger, you know, about as round as the length of a brick over the part of the cutting that's going in the ground at an angle. What that does is it keeps the moisture just a perfect condition where that bottom of the cutting is in the ground. And she said she had 100% success in rooting her cuttings that way. Open line for you at 866-444-3478. Doyce is in Silver Springs. Hi, Doyce.
Well, no. I got a quick question I'm going to ask you. I heard you talking about potatoes later a while ago. Can you plant last year's potatoes? Yeah, you know, we got a bunch of them. And mother had an eight that is sprouted.
But can you plant what kind of potatoes?
I had potatoes from last year.
Yes and no, Doyce. If they if there's any buds and any growth trying to happen on them, the answer would be yes. If you're not seeing any swelling of the eyes or any attempt for those older potatoes to try to grow, they were probably chemically treated to kill those vegetative eyes. You see what I mean? That's the propagational part of the potato. And if that was done, they're not going to grow.
They're full of eyes right now.
Are they swelling and growing?
Or no, they're shrinking.
Okay, well, give it a shot. You can try, but if they were treated with chemicals, they won't grow.
On another question. Last year,
all right, let me put you on hold. If you had something else, I got to run for a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best. But Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Howard, back with you, and need to tell you real quickly before we go back to the phones, our pet tip of the week, brought to you by the VictorDogFood.com company. That's their website, Victor Company, Victor Dog Food, Victor Pet Foods. There's I want to take this opportunity to plug a dog again, and the tip is for anybody out there to use the services of the rescue organizations to get yourself a pet or to help place a dog. And there's two ways to go. You can actually adopt a dog yourself and bring the dog home, and we've got one we recommend highly right now at the Dallas SPCA, and it's Nibbles this week and Spike from last week. And those of you that didn't hear me in the first hour, go to the website, click on the SPCA button, and go check them out, and let's try to give them a home. But my tip is for wherever you are, for this to be a way to think about getting a new pet. And the two ways to go is adopting one or fostering one. Sometimes just keeping the dog for a while, which would be tough for me, but to give it up at some point. But a lot of people like to do that. They like to foster, help during a transition period, and then let somebody take over as as the permanent home. So either way you want to go, and we would appreciate either one. It's just a great way for you to get into the pet business. For more information on Victor, again, go to victordogfood.com. And not only look at their website and the information about their products, but go to their Facebook page, which is linked there, and there's some great photographs of dogs that have been on the Victor products, and there's a great Victor cat food as well. Flora in Cleburne next up. Hi, Flora.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Sure. I have two questions for you. The last few years I've been making hypertufa pots out of peat moss and perlite or vermiculite and Portland cement, and I was wondering if there's anything bad that would be not good for my edible plants.
Okay, you're we don't have a great connection here, Flora. You're making your own pots out of what now? Peat moss?
Peat moss, Portland cement, and vermiculite or perlite.
Okay. I have no problem with that at all. That makes a pretty nice-looking pot. In fact, I've done a little of that in myself in the past, been meaning to do a little bit more. What do you use for a mold? How do you make yours?
When I find secondhand pot at a garage sale, a big pot, I will use that.
Okay, just build it over that. I think it's a softer looking pot, and I think it's nice. I don't think there's anything in that. I'm not a big peat moss fan, you know, for bed preparation or potting soil, but using it the way you're using it as part of a concrete is what it is. You know, you're making a real kind of a gentle, tender, soft-looking concrete. The Portland cement, you know, once it sets up and hard, it really doesn't have any dangerous things escaping from it, even if it had any in it in the beginning. So, no, there's nothing toxic, nothing wrong with your approach at all. Send us some pictures of your pots. I'd like to see them.
Sure, I'd like to do that.
Yeah, just to info@dirtdoctor.com. We'll show them off to everybody.
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And my other question, is there any easy, simple rule for pruning fruit trees?
Pruning fruit trees?
Yeah.
It varies on each fruit tree. For example, plums need very little pruning. Apples really need very little pruning unless you want to get into heavy production like the commercial people do, and they train the apples to be on arbors similar to the way grapevines look. But for a homeowner, you really don't need a whole lot of pruning other than limbs that are crowded and crossing and rubbing and causing problems and things like that. Some people like to prune any fruit tree so that the limbs are going out at a 45-degree angle and fairly low to the ground because it makes it easy to harvest the fruit. But for the health of the tree and the production of the fruit, you don't really need to do too much. Now, on the other hand, grapes and peaches do tend to benefit from more thinning. Plums like a little bit, but not too much. On the other hand, the peaches require, for best production the next year, thinning out about 50%, leaving as many of those limbs growing at a 45-degree angle up and out as possible. And grapes need to have a lot taken off, something like 80 to 90% of the top growth off them, because they like to grow, foliage instead of grapes if you have too much vine. Let's see what other. Figs need little to none other than pruning a little of the dead off if it is truly dead. Jujube needs no pruning at all. Pomegranate needs no pruning at all other than just cosmetic and make it look a little better. Pecan trees need relatively no pruning at all other than cosmetic, tidying them up, that sort of thing. Am I skipping any that you're interested in?
Apricot
needs very, very little. If you have any success growing apricots and getting production here in Texas, let me know, because most people don't. You either get a late freeze that knocks the fruit off, or if you not enough cold hours, or if you do get fruit, it's such a delicious fruit that the birds and other wild animals tend to get it before you do. But doesn't need a lot of pruning. I would prune it like maybe like plum trees, maybe take out as at the very most a third of the growth. Our book, the book that Malcolm Beck and I did called The Texas Vegetable Gardening Book, it covers fruit trees as well as vegetables. And so you might want to take a look at that book and get maybe a few more tips on each specific kind of fruit tree.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Let's see. And there's an open line at 866-444-3478. Here's Shirley in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Shirley.
Hi. Good morning. I missed the show. Terrible sin, I know. But I wasn't sure if you had spoken about the link between Roundup and autism. And I could have sworn I heard one of your little public service announcements just touch upon that. Could you kind of elaborate?
Sure. We talk about it a lot. It's not any news, and I don't mind bringing it up again because a lot of people maybe haven't heard it. Roundup is one of the scariest chemicals that's still on the market out there, and the reason it's among the most scary is that it's been marketed so brilliantly. It's been marketed as this benign, you know, non-toxic, goes away as soon as it hits the soil kind of a product. The truth is it's 180 degrees from that. It's very, very dangerous, and the main thing that it does that's so bad is that it's extremely hard on beneficial microorganisms, biodiversity in the soil, biodiversity in health, then related to that of livestock, wildlife, pets, and then people. So, because see, if your gut is in bad shape, you know, your health is in bad shape, is directly related. On the autism thing, there's more and more information, more and more hard data that's coming out that's directly linking Roundup to autism. And there are people around the country. There's a fellow that I've met from England who's really involved in it. And he's claiming that based on his data, their research and data, and the evidence they're seeing working with kids and everything, is that there may be one in two kids in the very near future that have autism, and it be related to glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup. So what you heard is true.
Wow. Okay.
It's not the only problem disease that Roundup is related to, by the way. We've got a lot of information on our website in two places. If you go into the library of dirtdoctor.com, you can just – everything's in alphabetical order. Look up Roundup there. A lot of the papers and research – can be found there, and then there's even more in the research part of dirtdoctor.com, the Texas Organic Research Center. It has been coming in and building now for several years, but there was some new research that just came out tying it to degenerative diseases just a few months ago.
Wow. Hey, listen, thank you so much for all you do. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, it's it's so scary because it's so ubiquitous. I mean, it's used all over the place by everybody, and most people use it in a very cavalier way, you know, going out spraying it with their shorts and their sand flip-flops on. The cities are spraying it along the sides of the road and wasting millions and millions of dollars thinking it's going to keep the edges of the roads from deteriorating, when in fact it does just the opposite, keeps the edge of the road bare, and destruction and erosion is kicked up a lot stronger than if the weeds and the grasses and the wildflowers had been left to continue to grow right along there. Plus, you get to see that ugly brown line where they've sprayed instead of nice green things. Oh, a couple open lines for you right now at 866-444-3478. Here's Wayne in Garland. Hi, Wayne.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
I called you last summer about a dumb cane plant that I had.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb cane.
Right, right. That's a Dracaena. Well, no, I take it back. Dumb cane is Diefenbachia.
Okay.
That's normally what the people call dumb cane is the interior plant called Diefenbachia.
Okay. When I found that it was about 6 inches, I found it in somebody's trash. Planted in water.
Uh-huh.
And it's now about 12 feet. It's starting to curve and all that. And the leaves have stopped growing. They're real small and they don't really open up. I was going to clip it back to what it was when I found it and repot it. Okay. Started out in water, repot it. My problem is some of the leaves are growing right in the middle of the plant. What do I do with those?
They're growing right in the middle of the plant. I'm not following you on that one.
It's about 12 feet and there are no leaves. There are only leaves basically at the top.
Okay.
But on a couple of them, the leaves are starting to grow right in the middle of the, you know how the leaves fall off after so long?
Mm-hmm.
It's growing leaves right in the middle of that, about 7 feet from the top and 7 feet from the bottom.
And this plant, I'll make sure we're talking about the same thing. These leaves are real big and wide and probably a foot long or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
About that.
Okay. It's an easy plant to propagate, which you've already figured out. You can propagate by cutting the top growth off and sticking that into potting soil, and it will root. Or you can cut the canes into pieces about 6 or 8 inches long and lay them sideways down into the soil, and it'll propagate from that. Let me talk to you off the air a little bit more. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's go to Seaford, Delaware, and talk to Keith next. Hey, Keith.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I had a question. I've been listening to your program, and I was curious. I had a very high exposure to Agent Orange in Vietnam. And I was curious.
Keith, I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. You on a mobile phone?
Yes, sir.
That's
mobile
better,
phone.
Better. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, yeah. I had a high exposure to Agent Orange in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious if the chemicals in Roundup, I've heard different stories, and if the chemicals in Roundup still have anything to do with the chemicals they were using in Agent Orange back then.
Oh, yeah. 2,4-D was in Agent Orange, the exact chemical that some clowns are out there still recommending that people spray around their kids and their pets and everything. 2,4-D was in there, and 2,4-5-T was in it, and other things. It was a mixture of several different chemicals, and nasty stuff.
I had heard the same thing, but you'd think that after all that experience and our thousands of veterans that have disabilities that they've been able to prove from Agent Orange that they would pass that out to the people who buy this stuff, and the farmers and everything, probably some of our best American patriots, and yet they're still using that kind of stuff.
That's exactly true, both things you said there. It's a typical thing that I deal with every day, Keith. It's a paradigm problem. These people learned at their universities or wherever from people that they respect that salt fertilizers, you know, are the thing to do, and that these chemicals, if used according to the label instructions, are safe and wouldn't be there if they were unsafe. And none of that's true. All of the research that's done on pesticides is done by the manufacturers that own the pesticides. So
that's what I thought.
You know, guess what? How their results come out. So it's there's no question about it. These things are neurotoxins. They have all kinds of side issues, you know, that cause up to and including the worst degenerative diseases of all, and they're just unnecessary. We've got thousands of people using a total 100% natural organic program, from commercial projects down to little herb gardens, with great success. There's no reason for anybody to use the toxic chemicals, but they do because they have an inability, the people that still push them, to admit being wrong, and the universities are in that category.
Yeah, and since they're spending the money, that's who gets the words instead of the honesty.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's a shame. That's a shame. But I really appreciate your program, and thank you. That was a question I had, and that obviously is true then, that we're still using the same stuff we used in Agent Orange and haven't seemed to have quickly forgotten the side effects of that.
One of them, 2,4-5-T, may not be around anymore, but a lot of the other is that have the same problems, Keith, so you're exactly right.
Amazing. All right, well, thanks. We're going to listen to your show, and you have a good one. Thanks
okay,
a lot
Keith,
for what you do.
Appreciate it. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Dottie in Paris, Texas. Hi, Dottie.
It is another one of God's beautiful days.
Is it sunshiny over there in East Texas?
Oh, yes. It's just beautiful stuff falling all over the place.
That's good.
With your cough that you've got.
I didn't know I had one.
Well, that little irritation you got in your throat, or you're having to ever so often go, little scratchy thing. You probably didn't even know you was doing it.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, this time of year, and often there's people, all of us, have this little scratchy throat that causes us to clear our throat or cough a little bit. Even my dog does. There is a formula that I grew up with, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, and it is called onion tea. I think I've told you about this before. You take an onion, you either put it in that little food chopper or slice it real, real thin, layer it with sugar. It makes a juice, literally the onion tea.
And sugar for my, and onion.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yes. And I was going to a clinic to have the veins in my legs taken care of, and the doctor was coughing like that, and I told him about it. He laughed at me. He said, that won't work. I said, prove me wrong. You go home and you do it. He said, I can't do that at the clinic. I said, I know it'll give you hamburger breath. But if you go home and you do it, and you prove me wrong. So the next time I was in, he said, I can't prove you wrong. He said, I did some research on it. It's an old, old, old remedy. They don't know exactly what it is in the onion that does it, that calms the cough, but it works.
Well, maybe some of the sulfur compounds that are in there that do it. And so you mix the onions and the sugar together. How? Of course, we can all look it up on the internet, but how do you do it?
I used to slice it before we got these little food choppers, and now I put it in that little food chopper and chop it up, and I put it in a container and sprinkle it with sugar real good. And since then, I put those Red Hots in there. It gives it a little color and everything. Babies love it. And when my dog is coughing, I will give it to him, and it soothes and calms his cough.
Well, I'll give it a try. I'm not big on the red dye, but the rest of it sounds good.
This was even with my grandmother and my mother and great-grandmother. This was before Red Hots was ever even heard of.
But you make a tea out of this onion and sugar, right? Okay.
When you put the sugar over the onions, it makes its juice naturally.
Okay.
And
all
you
right.
just, instead of calling it onion juice, you just call it onion tea.
We'll give it a shot. Thank you, Dottie.
You have a blessed day.
Appreciate your call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number for the next hour is 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. You can get our newsletter free. Just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or fill out the form that's right there on the home page. We'll talk soon.